way that I look at it, right, is that I've also, over the past couple of weeks, I've been saying that people cancel people and then they don't actually do it. And you go to the people's concerts and we still buy their albums and all these things.
Yeah.
But then now I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know, let me put an analogy out there. Mm. Let's use Eskom, our beloved Eskom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does Eskom work as well as we want it to work? No.
Mm.
But does it, at the end of the day, give us electricity? Yes.
Mm.
So what I am, you know, sort of alluding to with that is, as of now, I don't think we necessarily have the answers as society to be like, we know how to fix things, things that people have done wrong when they are trying to be held accountable. But cancel culture seems to be the closest thing that we have when it comes to holding people accountable. And if that sort of mob mentality for me is going to be what's going to be the thing that allows other people to see that, oh, sure, but maybe I should think twice before I touch that woman's butt without her permission, or even before they do anything else, then perhaps it is actually somewhat contributing
and
to the
And these are two mob culture. Yeah, what are your closing remarks, Imam?
I just want us to remember the time frame of social media. We cancelling people, like, in a day, 20 people can get cancelled.
Mm.
So let's not forget that. In as much as you're saying, sure, you know, mob culture and yuen, this could be like us coming together and actually feeling like we're doing something. I think we're actually not doing much. I mean, if we look at, for example, what recently happened with us calling out and tagging all of the homies who did certain things to girls and got accused of, you know, rape and those guys are still on Twitter. They're still trending. They're still chopping. They're still with us. So I like the fact that, you know, mentally we think that we're doing something, but we have to take it a step further because the time frame of social media and the time frame of the 24 hours in one day in reality are two different worlds.
Mm.
So until such a time we can stand up and say, okay, cool, it started with cancel culture, but now we are getting into like the execution phase, then, hey, man, we're not doing much.
Thank you so much, ladies, for having this chat with me this evening. I truly appreciate you. To each and every one of you who took time to send me a WhatsApp, even chat with me on the phone lines, really appreciate it. You made this chat so insightful, so inspiring, and we are left with more questions. But what's good is that we are having the conversation. Our very first trending chat on Live at Night, awkward questions around cancel culture. You can always peep this on 5fm.co.za in case you missed it.
You do me, I do you. Feed me lies and we'll find the truth. Feel the light, numb the pain. Kiss the sky and we'll make it rain. Getting close, breaking through. Confidence looks good on you. Feel the light.